On Binghamton University Week, failure can be an important learning tool. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amber Simpson, assistant professor in the Department of Teaching, Learning, and Educational Leadership, examines failure in STEM fields.
Encouraging youth to experiment and fail through STEM projects in an informal learning space is a powerful experience. We've seen this process and the learning that results from it play out over and over in a variety of settings. Science, technology, engineering, and math present a landscape abundant with opportunities to theorize, experiment, fail, and then start the process again. Especially as these fields increasingly shape the world around us, both in professional spaces and everyday life. Makerspaces, collaborative workspaces where people work together on projects using both high, low, and no-tech tools, have become increasingly popular in recent years. Right now, we are working to improve makerspace learning for youth and help them find productive support during moments of failure. To do this, I often work with undergraduate students to develop and implement making workshops and programs within the community. We've worked with a local library to develop a project in which we spent one night a week helping youth make remote controls using Makey Makey invention kits that provide hands-on lessons on circuitry and conductivity, and then built video games using an online program that introduced basic coding. It's shifting undergraduate students' own mindset about failure and what education can look like, but it takes time. It's really hard for them to start to wrap their heads around the idea that school could actually be like this. In addition, we are finding that if you can allow youth to express interest in STEM early and maintain and foster that through the home environment, they're more likely to enter a STEM field, which is crucial.
That was Amber Simpson of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.